You know, it's really just one road, but it goes two directions. Now, in one direction, the road is downhill, and it's an easy walk. And the road, you know, is wide, it is paved, and it's so easy, you know. It's the road that a lot of people take. Most people take this road because, you know, you got your pleasure, and you got your pride, and you got your greed, and you're lost. And lazy people love this road because it's so easy, you know. And the people that take the road, you know, they might be a little bit selfish, you know what I mean? But, you know, if you wind up with just yourself, isn't that a sad thing? So, this road is so easy. And where it leads, well, I hate to tell you. Satan doesn't have to do anything. All you have to do is stay on this road. Yes, the road of sin, the road of damnation. But it doesn't say that, of course. It says there's no sin. It says there's no damnation. It says there's no hell. It says God does not judge. God does not punish. God does not see. Where's God? I don't see God. There's no God. Well, do what you want. Eat, drink, and be merry. Well, the other road, on the other hand, I'm afraid I have to tell you it's uphill. And it might start off kind of wide, but you know, as you keep going up this road, it gets narrower. It gets narrower. And it turns into kind of like a path. Kind of like a mountain path. So now you're actually climbing up a mountain path with all the sharp rocks, you know? And you got the thorn bushes. Oh my goodness, the road has pain. The road has suffering. No wonder so few people take the road. But as you go down the road, you hear the voice calling. And the voice calling you says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, I'll give rest to your soul. And learn from me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and I am merciful. I am so merciful. Oh, my people, I am your God who saves you. I am your creator who made you. Open wide your mouth and I will fill it. But my people would not. But will you? Will you come to me? Will you come to me and be with me? I'm on the cross right now as we speak. You see the path where it leads? Up a hill called Calvary. And there I am, on the cross. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Like a long lost lover. Like a long lost friend. Like the father of the prodigal son. I'm looking out for you. I'm calling you. And when you repent of your sins and come to me, I promise you, I'll forgive you. There's nothing you can do that I cannot forgive. There's nothing you have done that I cannot make good come from it. But you have to come to me and walk down this path. The path of repentance. The path of faith and hope and love. You have to renounce your very self and take up your cross and join me up on this hill. But I promise you, you might have hard times on this earth and you might suffer for a while, but the glories of heaven, oh, my child, the glories of heaven outweigh anything that happens on this earth. Consider eternity, eternity filled with love and joy and peace. Oh, and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things you've never seen before. And music and dancing and feast, festivals, banquets, the wedding feast and the wedding supper of the Lamb. Oh, my people, come to me and join me in paradise. It's just a short walk, you know, up the lonely, narrow trail.